Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Thanks again to Tim Bontemps for joining us, talking NBA Finals. We'll do more on that in an hour. Our preview of Game 5. We still have Toby Altizer coming up at 6 o'clock to talk Nationals because there is a lot going on in Nats land. But right now, Anthony, a little Commanders here on a Monday. And John Keim wrote a piece for ESPN.com where he asked what is a fairly simple question. Have the Commanders done enough on their defensive line to stop the Eagles? Obviously, stopping the run in general was a problem for them last year. One of the stats that's been floating around there, Keim has it in this piece as well. Of the top 10 teams against the run last season, 9 made the postseason. Of the bottom 10, only Washington reached the playoffs. So how bad were the numbers, specifically against Philly? In 3 games versus Washington, Saquon Barkley alone, nevertheless, Jalen Hurts as a running quarterback or any of the other backs, ran for 414 yards, 7 touchdowns, and averaged 5.9 a carry. The Eagles as a team topped 200 rushing yards each of those 3 games. They also struggled specifically against heavier formations. Keim had these numbers in his piece as well at ESPN.com. Washington allowed 5.4 yards per carry when facing 2 or 3 tight end sets. However, in the past 8 games, or the last 8 games of the season, including the 3 postseason contests, the Commanders allowed 7.2 yards per rush versus those formations. And Philly specifically ran the ball 59 times out of 12 or 13 personnel. I guess I should say 2 or 3 tight ends. I guess they could have 2 backs on the field. It could have been 22 or 23. But 2 or 3 tight ends on the field, 6.1 yards per carry, 8 touchdowns. It is clearly an enormous problem that Washington had last year. Philly exposed it as much as anybody. And the solution, Anthony, was to add size. They brought in Javon Kinlaw, who every single person you ask that saw Javon Kinlaw this spring, the first thing they will tell you is that's the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life. Literally. We could not tell them the bit. And we could have Keim on, we could have Standing on, we could have Nikki on, we could have Sam on, we could have JP, Mitch, David Harris, on that list. Anybody that's on the beat, Candy, whoever. What do you think of Javon Kinlaw? Dude, that guy's the biggest human being I've seen in my life. He's massive. Massive. Eddie Goldman, who we didn't see this spring, but is in the mix now as a potential nose tackle. He's over 300 pounds, 320 pounds. To be more exact in terms of the weight he's listed at. Obviously, you have Deron back, who's a 300-pounder. Johnny Newton's a little bit undersized. But then on the edge, you have guys like Dietrich Wise, 6'5", 280 as an edge player, which is about as big as John Allen was as a defensive tackle. John said he played about 285, even though he's listed at 295, and that's inside. So I think this is a very smart approach, and this is where if you look at Washington, Anthony, last year, and you're like, oh, they gave up these big plays in the secondary, they didn't have a pass rush, blah, 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 blah. It all starts with their inability to stop the run. If you could just be in better situations, you can set yourself up for success against the pass. If you can't stop the run, your defense is DOA, because now offenses are in complete and total control. Their whole playbook is open. It's too hard to stop that in the NFL. But if you could make a team one-dimensional, even if that one dimension is the pass, now all the other stuff you want to do, all the variants you want to introduce to the game as a team who wants to generate turnovers, that stuff can happen. And I actually do have some hope that they've both schematically looked at some things. There's some good quotes from Joe Witt in this John Keim piece. And personnel-wise have addressed what they need to address to have a significantly better year in this department and thus a significantly better defense.
Yeah, I mean, we saw this team try to utilize Deron Payne at edge just because we really could not, you know, set an edge. Dante Fowler was often too small on the run that Saquon took 60 yards in the NFC title game. It's just like the first play of the game, he gets washed. So,
and what, you know, no, that was not, he did not get washed. He did not do the right thing. And so, like, sometimes he did the right thing and it wasn't good enough because he got washed because he's too small. But there was a lot of freelancing from that dude who just would be like, I'm going to go over here. And sometimes it worked. Like, he would jump inside and make some plays, and you're like, damn, go Dante Fowler. Look at you. But on the play, first play of the NFC title game, mm-hmm. the 60-yard Saquon touchdown, he tries a spin move. Like, his job is to set a hard edge, outside zone, or, you know, some kind of, I don't know, I can't remember exactly what it was, outside zone or mid zone that bounced out that direction. But it's a zone run. His job is to set the edge. And Bobby Wagner is going to come into that hole where Saquon's going to cut things up, and he's going to make a tackle for 2 yards. And instead, Dante Fowler spins back, gets mushed right into Bobby Wagner, causes a multi-car pileup, and now all the players that are inside can't get outside. And where Saquon go? Outside, 60 yards, house call. So, yeah, it's part too small, but it's also the thing that I like about who they brought in is – especially Wise,
mm-hmm.
Kinlaw, we can talk about in a second, but especially Wise is just going to do his job. And I mean that in a literal sense, not as a, hey, he used to play for Bill Belichick before Bill Belichick became an American punching bag, back when, you know, he was known as a really disciplined football coach. Like, he will just do the thing he's supposed to do, which means that Johnny Newton and Deron Payne and the guys next to him can do what they're supposed to do. It means Bobby Wagner can do what he's supposed to do, which is make tackles. It means Frankie Luvu can go shoot a gap, and he can be the freelancer, which makes him a lot more dangerous as opposed to, hey, Frankie, read, react, play your lane. Like, no, you be the wild card, Frankie Luvu. And getting rid of Fowler while you're also getting rid of a ton of sack production will make this run defense better, and then you hope to make up the sack production by having better situations because you're better on first and second down, and you can do some fun blitz stuff on third down because it's third and nine and you don't have to worry about stopping the run on a third and three.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, and I think the additional point that you just made in terms of, you know, bringing in guys that are going to be willing to be coached, you know, are coming from a good culture in a Dietrich Wise. Then you also got Jonathan Jones in the back end. But I think having those people that, you know, are just going to be willing to do their job, I think is essential. But back to the point was, you know, we didn't necessarily have to. We don't now, with the people that we brought on, we don't have to move a Deron Payne to the edge. We have guys that are versatile enough to, you know, play the 3-tech, or they can put them out to the 5-tech, and you put them out 7, 9, like whatever. Like, we have that much versatility on the defensive line, as opposed to, you know, mixing and matching and seeing what we can do in order to combat the run. I mean, obviously, like, we're going to need to be able to do that if we want to win games.
The thing is, though, they can still do that stuff. Like, yes, you could just say, like, Dietrich Wise is on one side and Dorrance Armstrong's on the other, and pick two of the three defensive tackles between Newton, Kinlaw, and Payne in the middle, or you're rotating in Sheldon Day and, you know, Eddie Goldman and like that, the backups. But if you want to, let's say you're going against a team that really loves to run it and they have certain stuff where they need to get to the edge. If you want to put Deron Payne on the edge, you still can, because you now have Kinlaw inside as a, you're not stretching yourself as thin, right? You have Kinlaw, who you can put out there on that edge and be like, he is big, strong, and physical. And sometimes he doesn't always read things correctly, but if we tell him, hey, man, go out there and don't let them push you around. Don't try to penetrate. You wait. Let them come to you. And don't move. Javon Kinlaw can do that. So it's about coaching up the talent that you have. It's about utilizing it in the best way possible from a personnel and scheme standpoint. Then the other thing that I thought was interesting in Kime's piece is he talked about some of the three linebacker stuff that they wanted to do last year and couldn't get to because Jordan McGee got hurt in training camp. And so whether it's McGee, whether it's someone like a Dominique Hampton, that's, you know, last year they still played a bunch of nickel against the 12 and 13 personnel stuff. And that was a problem because now you're outmatched from a man-to-man standpoint. Like man on man, they have bigger men than you do. And you're get all of a sudden getting a tight end blocking Noah Igbinoghene in the nickel. And like, that's not going to work for Noah. Well, now that guy becomes Dominique Hampton, who's a linebacker. And that's a much better matchup. But you're hoping to not lose it if they decide to pass it, because Hampton's a former safety. Hopefully he can play a little bit better in coverage. This is the hope for a guy like Kane Medrano as well, the sixth-round rookie out of UCLA. Rookie out of UCLA. You have these guys that are linebackers but can cover space, and you get a best-of-both-worlds scenario. So you could either go true base defense with three real linebackers and Frankie, Bobby, and Jordan McGee, or you could go kind of a bigger nickel with a guy like Hampton playing that role. It's, you know, small linebacker, big nickel hybrid, or you can go true nickel with Mikey. You can go three safeties, put Will Harris down there. So they just have a lot more options this year, and I think most of those options we look at is better against the run than the options they had last year, which didn't work out so great when they didn't have the options at all and they were just wearing nickel all the time. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. Get your thoughts in on this. Have the Commanders done enough to beef up their defensive line specifically to stop the Eagles? 301-230-0980. Your calls after a look at what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.